Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we go there boldly and willingly, and sometimes we limp into those places, but Jack, we go there. This hour, we are going to talk about the continuing, albeit quieting, controversies, not just around Rush Limbaugh, but the larger question of birth control and what it means. Because if you really want to get down to the brass tacks of the whole Limbaugh controversy, personalities aside, you're talking about why women take birth control and what the interpretations are. Oh, you take birth control? You take birth? That's fine. And then what society may think, or what individuals may think, what the woman herself thinks, and then what is the interpretation of that? And is that something we pay for? You know, is that something that society is comfortable paying for? Now, if insurance covers Viagra, I got a real problem not giving women insurance money for birth control. I just got a super, super big problem not provide. That's just my personal opinion. Okay, I don't want to get anybody mad at me, but. If you're giving guys Viagra, you know, insurance is paying for Viagra, and we're not talking, I don't think, does it discriminate between married men or single men? It doesn't really make any difference, because even if you're subscribing, or if you're prescribing, I should say, Viagra to a married man, you know as well as I do, you're not, the doctor is not sitting there saying, well, I'm going to give you a prescription, and the insurance company will pay for this, so that you can achieve functionality, so that you can have all kinds of babies, right? That's why. Now, don't lie to me, Charlie. And that's, I think, how silly that gets. Vernon Dozier is an educator. He's a high school educator. And it's taken its course, I should say, this topic into our schools. And Vernon, you are a current events, a social studies teacher at your school, as well as the athletic football coach and basketball coach. So you've been talking to your students about this very topic, and we're very happy to have you with us. Coach, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on your program.
Coach Dozier, the seniors and juniors that you talk to in your social studies and in your health classes about this topic, how do you approach this?
Well, we approached it from the standpoint of the Rush Limbaugh controversy. In other words, we said, I'm sure you've seen or heard the news concerning popular commentator Rush Limbaugh and a name that he called a young woman who was testifying in front of the United States Congress. Now, as a teacher, I want to make sure that my students get all the information they can, but I can't divorce myself from the reality that I do have opinions. That my opinion counts. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying to a class of students, I'd like to give you my opinion about this, and I'd like you to just listen to it. I'm not going to necessarily give you a test on it, but I'd like you to sit there as young men and women and just shut your mouths for a few minutes and listen to me while I tell you what's up with this, because here's why I say that, Phil.
You're not telling them to shut their mouths, are you?
Well, it depends on the day, to be honest with you. But you are dealing with young, underage kids, and they do get rambunctious. So you do sometimes you have to tell them to just shut their mouths or, you know, just be quiet. But the reason why I say that is because of this. It seems logically to me that if a woman takes birth control, she does not want to have a baby. Now, if she is a single mother, or if she is a single woman, doesn't necessarily have to be a mother, but if she's a single woman and she's taking birth control, she does not want to have a baby because she's going to be having sex with men she's not married to. If she's a married woman and she uses birth control, she still doesn't want to have a baby. She wants to have sex. Just to have sex. All right. Does that make her a slut? The technical definition, I think, of a slut, if you not necessarily go to Webster's, but if you go to what I call the Common Sense Dictionary, and that is in the Common Sense Dictionary is I think, right next to the dictionary on how to treat your fellow man, the Golden Rule Dictionary, And the Common Sense Dictionary tells you that a slut is someone that likes to, you know, enjoys doing, you know, doing sex every time, you know, a lot of times. And that, to me, is an indication of a slut. Now, here's what happened.
So you that's your opinion that you expressed to the kids?
Well, I mean, if you're a female and your body is constructed so that you have babies, men don't have babies, women have babies. So if you are having, if you need to have sex, even though you're going to have baby, so then you're going to go take some birth control, boy, you really got to have it. So my feeling is that does mean either slut, or it means slut, slut-like, or sluttish, however you want to put it. I went to all of the girls in my class, and I asked them one at a time, what was their definition of a slut? I said, this is before I told them what I thought. I said, I went to every girl in my class.
Well, how many kids are in your class?
In the social studies class, we've got 20. And it's 9 boys and 11 girls.
So you went to 11 girls?
We went to 11 girls. And I said, now, what's a slut? What's a slut? What's a slut? And then not one of these girls, and I got a little irritated, and I did speak to one of our counselors after about it, but I kept telling these girls, I said, what is a slut? You know, I when you lean on someone's desk and you look at a kid in the eye and you know she knows what you're talking about, and you look at her and you say, would you tell me, please, what, you know, I'm just remembering this one girl, her name is Heidi. What is a slut? I mean, I lost my temper a little bit, and I shouldn't have.
And, well, that sounds to me like you're getting hypertense.
No, I'm not getting hypertense. I just, when you asked her, I said, do you know what I mean by a slut? Miss Juniper is her last name. I don't want to, these are young, underage kids, so I don't want to say what their names are, but, you know, I said to her, would you please tell me over and over, and she wouldn't do it. And I remember saying, just, would you please, in the name of Jesus H. Christ, tell me what a slut is, and that's when I went over the line. I got a call on that the next day, and I got a call from some of the other parents, from the administrators, saying the parents had called, and they were upset because I'd asked this question. Well, guess what, Phil? The girls whose mothers are single were particularly angry with me asking what a slut is, and I knew what that meant. They're single women. They're taking birth control. They're having sex with men that are not their husbands, and so naturally they're going to be hypersensitive about me asking that question, and I thought it was personally insulting because two of them had turned down dates with me when I was single. I had been not single, but I had been separated.
All right, hold on for a minute. I want to get up to speed here. This girl that I want to get back to the girl in class that you were asking this question of, and it sounded to me like you were getting really angry with her.
I lost my temper at one point, and I used the phrase Jesus H. Christ, and I should not have said that. And I apologized. But you have to understand my frustration. I said to this girl, I said, you better. I know you know what a slut is, because I know this girl's mother. Her mother's a single woman. She's a single mother. I know her mother.
Okay, you know her mother and what?
I know her mother, and I know her mother has sexual relations with men that are not, obviously her mother's single. She's not, the husband and her are divorced.
You mentioned having asked one of the mothers out on a date.
I had asked two of the mothers out on a date.
Was this mother one of them?
That is, that's affirmative, but, Phil, it's not germane to what I'm talking about, because I wanted to get the answer from these kids. Everybody wants Rush Limbaugh's hide. Is what he's saying true or not? That's all I wanted to know.
So was Rush Limbaugh right in saying that a woman that takes birth control who is not married, or a woman that takes birth control to obviously have sex and avoid having babies, does this make them sluts. That is wantonly craving sex.
That is exactly correct.
And you feel that the question is valid?
I feel the question is valid, and what I think is unfair is that I was called on the carpet because of my temper, and they never did get around to, well, was Coach Dozier asking a valid question. Instead, I got shot down because I said to this one kid, would you please answer the question, because I'm thinking, answer the question. I know your mother is.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. You know, I can't even go with that answer, but I don't want to engage the coach yet with my opinion. We'll ask you yours, 877-876-PHIL. Taking birth control, does that automatically make you a slut? And, of course, is it an appropriate question to ask high school females? And is it an appropriate question to ask particularly of a high school female whose mother is a single mother, who is dating, and so on and so forth? So there's a lot of stuff going on with this question. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Coach Dozier is the varsity football coach. He's also the social studies teacher, as well as the health and science teacher for the senior and junior classes there. You're also the senior and junior class advisor coach, is my understanding?
That is correct. Started this year, Phil.
Well, congratulations on that. And I know that the stadium, after another divisional title for the football team has been named in your honor, and that's got to be something for you, huh?
It is, Phil. It's 27 years here at Belmar, and I've been very blessed.
We're talking about the health and science class that you teach. There are 11 girls in your class. You went to each one and asked them about what they thought a slut was. Some of those girls are the mothers. Their mothers are single. And you were talking to this one girl about her own mother. Was she a slut? Did she take... I wanted to ask you your concern over this word slut and what it means in relation to birth control. Was this all about the Limbaugh story?
Yes, sir. It was about Limbaugh. Look, Phil, this doesn't make me some kind of a freak of nature because I...
No, I'm not saying that it does. I just wanted to make sure because... You were getting very hypertense about this one girl. She didn't. You asked her, what is a slut?
I got hypertense about her because I know her mother. And look, her mother has the perfect right. When I was separated from Tiffany, I had asked, I asked a lot of women out, and I asked out one of these, and she said no. And okay, that's fine. If she thinks she's God's gift to, in any event, I said, that's fine. But when I asked her daughter, I said, what do you think a slut is? And the little girl sat there staring at me with that kind of half smile. I don't know if you've ever seen I'm a big, big fan of these chow chow dogs, if you've ever seen a chow dog. Well, they have like almost a smile. And it's a smile that it's almost like the dog is looking at you like you're dumber than he is. And before I got to know dogs as a young man, before I understood dogs, I used to kick chows right in the face, right in the head, because I thought they were smiling at me. You know, I didn't know any better. I was a kid. But she got this look on her face.
Yeah, no, I know that, and you used the profanity.
It was not profanity.
Well, yes, it was. It was profanity. It was taking the Lord's name. Isn't that profanity? And
oh, yeah, you're right. Yes, sir.
And okay, and that was the tension that you were talking about that eventually... you were called on the carpet for.
I was called on the carpet for using that, but I wanted to say this. Her mother, I know her mother, and her mother is having sex, uses birth control, and has sex, has lots of it, and I won't tell you how I know.
All right, I don't think that that's appropriate for our radio show either.
I didn't use anybody's name. I didn't use anybody's name. Check your law book, Mr. Henry. I didn't use anybody's name.
All right, our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is Janine on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Janine. Janine, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this guy, he sounds really insecure about his health, and it just seems that he has a lot of anger towards single women, period. And how does he really know for sure if this woman was on birth control? I mean, did he stalk her? Did he go in her house and look in her medicine cabinet? I mean, like, he's... And well, then kicking dogs in the face? This man is, like, sick, and I don't think that his... to him approaching his students was appropriate either.
Ma'am, if I could say, Phil.
Go ahead.
Ma'am, no, I did not stalk anybody. I'm asking my students a question based upon a current event story, which had to do with Rush Limbaugh, the talk show host. And the question was, what do you think a slut is? And I asked my girl students, because obviously this affects them, it impacts them more directly. Well, none of them could really answer the question, but when I got around to the four girls whose mothers I know are single, and then I got to this young girl whose mother I know, and you asked me, what was your question? How do I know what?
How do you know she's on birth control?
Let's just put it this way. If it crawls through the grass and it's, you know, and it looks like a snake, it is, okay?
That'll make no sense. You're not making
what does that
sense.
Mean? Yeah, what does that mean?
Excuse me? What does it mean? It means this. If it walks like a... What's the phrase? If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck.
Well, what does that mean? So what are you saying about this girl's mom?
This woman is seen at every bar in Glendale with a different guy. What's that, ma'am?
How is that telling you that she's on birth control? That doesn't tell you anything about being on birth control. And I mean, that just, you're not making any sense. I think
the woman has been, excuse me, the woman has been.
This woman rejected you.
Ma'am, it's got nothing to do with it. The woman for years has had a reputation of crawling every one of these bars.
You know, we're talking about someone's mom here. We're talking about a woman. You think there's anybody in your school that's going to recognize who she is?
Mr. Henry, you asked me a question. I'm trying to answer you. She's got a reputation, and this girl's asked me, how do I know she's on... Well, if she's not on birth control,
if she has such a reputation, why were you trying to date her?
Well, ma'am, three guesses, okay? Does that make me a bad guy?
Yes.
All I'm trying to...
Oh, God. I mean, it makes it a little unseemly. You're a high school teacher.
You people are really interesting, and this is what I don't like about the liberal media. I come on the program to answer questions, and now all of
us... liberal media, really.
Is that right? Within 30 minutes, you and Mr. Henry now have me standing here in front of the world like some kind of a... Excuse my language, because the kids talk this way now.
We're holding you accountable for what you say. That's it, and that's all. You're the one who put yourself on this talk show. That's it.
No, I'm on the talk show because I have expertise in areas having to do with education and current events. You two have put
really?
Me in front of the world like
okay,
the all-time...
Being rejected by
yes.
over 100 women does not make you an expert.
Excuse me, ma'am. When did I ever say I'd been rejected? I'm a married man. When
you were
I was separated
you
from
said
my...
You were rejected by two women... From
yes.
the parents of the students at your school. I mean, Phil, am I wrong?
One of them.
Well, you did. No, you said that. But I didn't hear him say 100, Janine. That's all. I think.
I didn't say 100.
You didn't say 100, but
in my life, I've never been rejected by 100 women in my whole life, okay? So,
all right, let's not talk about your dating. I'm not interested in that.
Well, that's what this lady's talking about.
No, what we're interested in is the fact... Here's the question. Are you not emotionally motivated by the fact that this woman rejected you, wanting to know what a slut is, bearing in on this woman's daughter, talking about what a slut is, slut, 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 all this stuff? You lost your temper. You admitted that you did. How do you know that you weren't losing your temper because this girl's mom wouldn't go out with you?
This is what I mean. You two, the liberal media... sticks me in front of the whole world like I'm a first-rate USDA-inspected prime douchebag. And the reason for that is I won't answer your questions. And
well, don't you think that that's what motivated it? Your anger.
She's out with every... I asked her out. She said no. Okay, fine. I don't care.
Yes,
I don't,
you do.
You know.
Yes, you
no,
do.
Do I really? Do I want gonorrhea? No,
obviously
I do not.
Obviously, you care because you're angry. This has nothing to do with the Lord or Russia.
You know, I don't know you. I don't know you, ma'am, but I hate you very much. And the reason why...
All right, hold on. I got to take a break here. Janine, thank you for your call. Thank you. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Vernon Dozier here on What a Slut Is.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. And Vernon is joining us here from Belmar tonight because we're talking about his social sciences class, as well as social studies class, I should say, as well as his health and science class and the discussion therein on birth control and the whole definition of the word slut. You know, Vernon, I've known you for a lot of years, and the reason why I had you on the show is you're an educator, and you do a health and science class. You teach a health and science class, as well as a social events class or a current events class. So the two things come together. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. You didn't say it very elegantly there, Phil. You had a difficult time spitting it out. Yes, but you're right. I'm very well versed in what we call social studies as well as health and science. And you're right again when you say that these two topics do come together. On the one hand, you have Rush Limbaugh, who asked a very good question, and that is, well, okay, you may not like me. My name may be Rush Limbaugh, and you might think that I'm, you know, the Antichrist or whatever people think about Rush Limbaugh. I don't know, and I don't care. But he did ask a good question. Don't you think a woman's a slut if she's taking birth control like it's cotton candy, or however you want to say it?
Like cotton candy? You mean?
I mean, like popping pill like it's candy. You know?
No, I know what you mean by that. But there's a very specific protocol for birth control.
You know, Phil. I know there's a specific protocol. You know as well as I do, especially the young girl. And I got. Let me tell you something. You have your callers tonight. And they don't like what I'm saying. But I got my you-know-what fried, and I mean fried third degree, by the administration, by the board, and by the PTO at Belmar Academy. So I've already had my hind end, I mean, cooked. I mean, it's like if I sat down in red-hot charcoal briquettes, that's what happened to me. I don't know. How was your day, Phil? Because that's what happened to me.
All right. So, and what, did you learn anything?
What is that supposed to mean? Did I learn anything?
Did you, if they call you on the carpet and say you grilled that girl, you interrogated that girl, you asked her this hard question about what's a slut, what's a slut, what's a slut, and your mother's a slut. I mean, you know.
I didn't say that her mother was a slut. I said, you know full well, you know, and I said, Jeannie, you know full well that your mother and.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to some phone calls hanging on here. We got Chad. Go ahead, Chad. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Vernon Dozier.
All right. Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I was going to make a comment to this guy talking about how his perception of all girls taking birth control automatically classifies them as a slut. That is so simple-minded, I cannot even begin to elaborate on
why is she taking birth control then? If she's taking birth control,
taking precautionary measures, she doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all take it in the morning and plan on screwing everybody from her house, school, or work.
If you're single, then what are you doing?
And so when that time arises, she's prepared.
That's a female. That's a female, and you know as well as I do that the female is going to draw the man in for the purposes of sex. Because the female puts out the sexual signal. Now she's popped her birth control. So the man is naturally going to be drawn in by the sex signal that's being put out.
A man
only he don't know.
Because a man's going to go out after it anyway.
What's that?
So I said, a man doesn't have to be drawn in. He's going to go after it anyway.
Yeah, I know, but he's going to be drawn. No, I know that, but he's going to be drawn in by the female that's put out the sex signal, and he won't know that she took birth control. He thinks he's drawn in by the natural sex signal. And
what is this natural sex signal? I don't know. What do you mean?
There, if you know anything about health and science, Mr. Henry,
genetic makeup to seek out a partner.
What?
We're all creatures.
I
we
can't
all
hear
look
you, man.
I say we all.
I know we all look for me, but we don't go out. You don't see butterflies. Excuse me for saying. Do you see butterflies banging everything that moves? No.
And not all girls taking birth control go out banging everything that moves.
Well, excuse me. Just help me out here. What is an unmarried girl doing? What's an unmarried girl doing? Taking birth control. That's number one. And then her mother. I happen to know of her. I know 3, 4, 5 women who are single mothers, who are mothers of girls in our class, and they, not a one of them, would say yes to me for a cup of coffee, which that...
You know, you keep bringing that up, and that just lends credence...
No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you know, you are saying that. That lends credence to what that girl said when she called and said that you're angry because these women turned you down.
No, I did not say that, Mr. Henry.
Yes, you did. You keep bringing this up. You know, I asked them all out, and they all told me no. Okay, and what is this sex signal thing you're talking about?
You don't know about that.
No, I don't. What is that?
Excuse me, you've never heard of the Ferdinand? It's the smell. A woman puts off the ferninome or something, but it's called the... smell.
The pheromones.
Yeah, pheromone.
Ferranun. No, I think both of you... That was a pretty good stab at it, though, Chad. You got closer than Vernon. Thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
Can I say something, Phil? This is what you sounded like just now.
That was a pretty good stab at it, Chad.
See, when you try to suck up to your callers...
Wait. What did you just do?
I was making fun of you like you've been making fun of me.
What? You mocked my voice? All I said was that was a pretty good stab at it, Chad.
No, but that was you sucking up to your callers, trying to get your callers more and more and more and more on your side. And trying to make them more and more be against me. Now, I want to tell you something.
Okay, Vernon.
Hold on. I want to tell you something. I'm a teacher of a high school class. And I try my very best. And I do my very best. And when Tiffany and I separated... And I knew that she was not going to come back.
You know, you need to calm down.
I'm simply saying to you, when I asked that woman out, I didn't ask her out so that we could screw like a couple of rabbits. All I wanted to do was take her out for a drink. A drink. That's what it's called. You've heard of it. It's called a drink. At that point, Phil, I didn't care. It could have been, she could have ordered a Hawaiian pooch. She could have ordered not a hot dog, but a...
I know what you're saying. A non-alcoholic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's fine, and I'm really sorry about your separation, and everything's good, you know. I'm not angry at you for that. I just don't know what any of this has to do with you teaching your class... about health, science, and the definition of slut relative to birth control. Let's go to Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Mark, go ahead, sir.
Wow, I don't even know where to begin. I really don't. This guy sounds so sexist and ignorant, yet he's a paid professional. He's teaching children. He's teaching our future. And
Mr. Hendry,
he doesn't know how to pronounce...
No, listen to
pheromones.
The caller. Listen.
I'm sorry, you have pheromones. You're right.
Pheromones?
I was having a hard time finding the word.
Yeah, you're getting flustered over your own step in the crap.
if the caller can tell me how I stepped in the crap, I'd love for him to tell me, because I believe that I've been...
You said it yourself. You were brought out on the carpet. You were talked to by everybody in the school about your mistake. using the Lord's name in vain. I'm not highly religious, but I know that that's offensive, so I wouldn't say that. In fact, the term slut is offensive to most. I wouldn't say that as a teacher. However,
well, I used the term, sir, because it was in the news. It was in the news, so I used the term.
My teachers used the term, too. I'm just saying, me personally, I wouldn't as a teacher. However,
you have to. If it's part of the news, you have to use it.
Okay, that you're right. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Which great. So I get blown off and this guy gets to make his speech.
You made your point, Vernon. I want to hear what my caller has to say.
Wow. That kind of threw me off. As far as women using birth control, there's a lot of different reasons. One of the things you have to look at in high school kids is their perception of the world is that it's a pretty bleak and dismal place to be. A lot of them turn to drugs. Escapism runs rampant. Sex is the last free legal high. And so, yeah, there are a lot of men and women that are slutty. I've got more than 20 condoms in my apartment. Does that make me a slut?
Yeah, you've got 20 condoms. Well, you got 20 condoms? So what are you going to do? You're going to go out and use those on a woman. Is that right?
No, I don't plan on it.
Does that make you a slut?
They're here in case something happens.
What do you mean in case a woman just walks in and says, will you please have sex with me? Are you nuts?
Yeah, particularly one woman, my ex and future wife.
And your ex and future wife. So if she comes in and says, have sex with me, oh, shoot, you better have sex with her. Now, Mr. Henry, on TV right now is this woman, Erin Burnett, and she has a thesis, Becoming China's Bitch. This Erin, you know who Erin Burnett is?
Yeah.
And she's got a headline, Becoming China's Bitch. Now, here's a woman who's now using a colloquial phrase used by a lot of people, but she's a female, and she is basically using a prison term that America is going to be China's bitch economically. What do you say to that?
Oh, boy.
What does old boy mean?
I mean, just as this gentleman said, I don't know where to begin. She's...
Turn on CNN and take a look at Erin Burnett. There you go. You want to know what I would put her face, and look at this, becoming China's bitch. So America is becoming China's bitch, according to Erin Burnett, who's about as, she's got slut car dough.
Wow.
You're crazy. No, not, that's like walking down the street and saying, oh, well, she looks like a Christian, and she looks like a...
No, totally different.
I mean, you can't just...
No,
look at
you can say that. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people look like... I've seen a lot of people look like vegans. Skinny guys with their hair in the dreadlock, the filthy dreadlock, and they're skinny, and their girlfriends don't shave their legs. That guy's a vegan.
Or a hair...
All right, fine. All right, thanks very much, sir, for your call. Our number 877-876-PHIL. I don't know where to begin.
Bitch, she's using a prison yard term. You know, I got to tell you, man, you people, the hypocrisy, it just makes me want to, I want to heave everything I've ever eaten in my life. I want to heave it up.
877-876-PHIL. I see what you put it over on the CNN, but becoming China's bitch, whatever. It's CNN, man. They're the most inelegant. They are. CNN is a faux intellectuals retreat. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. What is a slut? We've got Vernon Dozier on the line, who was called on the carpet for singling out one young girl's mother, who's a single mother, her use of birth control and what that meant. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Hold on. World famous Phil Henry Show, Vernon Dozier with us here as we talk about the definition of slut. What was this, Vanity Fair?
I forget which magazine it was, but it was one of the recent ones, and I saw a woman on the cover, one of the celebrities, and she's pregnant, and she's naked and pregnant on the cover now. Phil, believe me when I tell you I've been married and I've got two grown children. I've got an adult daughter and an adult son. I've seen my wife, my first wife, pregnant. And she is very beautiful to me. But that's to me. I know I'm not so egotistical as to think that my wife, pregnant, is attractive to every man or woman out there. And quite frankly, sometimes when a woman's pregnant, blood vessels are broken and all kinds of things. I don't even want to get into it, okay?
All right, so what the point is what?
Why do I have to look at it on a magazine? I don't know who told Demi Moore or whoever this one, I think I saw this one. Who's that old lady? They got an old woman on the cover of New York Magazine that I think is an assault on the senses. It's an assault on the nervous system.
I'm sorry, I don't know this.
You know, Mr. Henry, you don't know a lot of... Every time I mention something...
I don't know the magazine you're talking about.
I'm talking, sir, about New York Magazine. There's an old lady that's pregnant on the cover. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
It is an assault on the nervous system. When I saw it, I remarked to my wife. I said, do you remember? And she's too young to remember, but I said, when the Exorcist came out, the first time that the young girl in the film, Linda Blair, the actress, the first time her character's head turned 360 degrees, it was a frightening moment in the theater. Everyone screamed. And I am telling you now, as God is my witness, that when I looked at that old woman, nude and pregnant, it was Blair's head. That's all I saw going all the way around, or whatever the woman, the Blair. And then when she took the, you know, she took the crucifix and went, let Jesus blank blank.
You know,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And you got to have some kind of a problem, man, to see a pregnant woman on the cover of Vanity Fair and immediately remember the Linda Blair character in The Exorcist with the crucifix saying, let Jesus blank blank.
I've got the problem. Brother, that you just knocked it out of the... I've got the problem.
Yeah, you've got the problem, man. You have got the problem. 877-876-PHIL. Let me take another phone call here. Wow. Here is Bud. Go ahead, Bud. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I drive truck. I've been listening to this program for about 35 or 40 minutes. And I still have yet to determine what his stated purpose of using classroom time is when he goes eyeball to eyeball with these teenage, well-developed girls, wondering how close he got his eyes to them. Can you imagine the level of education these kids are getting? I mean, the guy's
well,
40 minutes, he still hasn't gotten to his point. What's the point of the classroom discussion?
The point was this, sir. It was a good question that Rush Limbaugh asked. What is a slut? What is a slut?
What are you doing trying to defend Rush Limbaugh to these kids? The second thing I want to say, and then I'm going to get off and listen to your comments, I'm convinced, Vernon, you're a very dangerous threat to the security of these girls teaching, and I think you need to be monitored very closely.
That is an absolute slander.
Before you get out of control. You are a dangerous man.
You have slandered me.
You want to. I'm touching a tender spot with you.
I'll bet you're touching a tender spot.
What?
Yeah, I'll bet you're touching a tender spot.
You're dangerous.
Is that what you're doing now?
In the classroom.
Sir, you have slandered a 35-year teaching professional. And you talking about touching your whatever.
No, he didn't say that. He said touching a tender spot.
You're a very
no,
dangerous
he did
man,
not.
Vernon. You're a very
How am I dangerous?
Man.
How am I dangerous when I bring up a topical? This is a topic that was in the news that my seniors are old enough to discuss this because this was in the news, and I asked them, all right, Rush Limbaugh, a very prominent commentator in American society, says that you're a slut if you use birth control. Can you define slut? I didn't ask them what their opinion of his comment was.
You
then
spent
I went
35
directly,
or 40 minutes trying to get to the point. You still haven't gotten to the point. I'm very sorry for the quality of education these kids are getting. And, Phil, thank you for the show.
The point that I was making... Okay, see, he hung up. No guts.
No, he was waiting for 35 minutes.
The point that I was making... And then I'll hang up and...
You going to hang up and listen?
No, I didn't say that.
That's what you were going to say.
I did not... I didn't say that. Yes, okay. All right. So I'm tired. So I'm sick and tired and sick to death of you. and your callers. How's that? How's that feel? Is that a good fit?
You're sick to death of me and my callers.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sick to death of you, your callers, and my point is simply this. How is it that a woman can take birth control as a single mother? She's in every bar in town on Friday night, and when I asked her out for a drink, for lunch, she looked at me and laughed. She laughed.
Uh-huh.
Well, what does that mean, uh-huh? You know, Phil, there's an old saying, what's the definition of a bitch? Well, I can't say the word.
I know the joke. It's
not a joke. It hits too close to home for me.
It's the, she'll sleep with everyone but you.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's where you, so you know it.
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's what she is. Now, the other point about this guy that called up, I'm a truck driver. Did you hear him? If he's a truck driver, my name Darren Duck?
I don't know. What duck are you talking about?
What duck am I? What's the cartoon duck?
Donald.
No.
Daffy.
Well, who's Darren? You know what? I can tell you're laughing at me. You could go straight down.
Phil Hendry.
Darren Duck? I don't know.
Shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and off we go to places other talk shows wish they could go to, but they can't. They just simply haven't got it, man. They don't have no gas in their tank, but we do, and tonight we have with us Dave Castorini from Dave Castorini Ministries, to discuss with us the vetoing of the gay marriage bill in New Jersey. I realize it is a story that is perhaps particular to New Jersey in the minds of some, but it's a national story. It continues to be a national story. And it and in this particular case, it's a controversial veto because, there, as you know, there are lines being drawn and people stand at the ready on either side. And what I mean by that, to continue to debate this issue. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. We no longer say 876-Phil because we are told by people that know these things that spelling stuff out on the phone, people have had it, man. They're just not going to do it anymore. And I don't know whether it's because it's getting more difficult or someone said it's because of the cell phones, Robert.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, they don't have no number, no letter on there.
You know, you said that to me last night. I don't think that's the case. But nonetheless, 877-876-7445. Please join us over at our website, philhenryshow.com. We have a very special event that is taking place now through the beginning of the summer. And that is, if you're a Backstage Pass member, we are asking you to compile for us a particular list of best of cuts, and you'll know what we're talking about if you go to philhenryshow.com and take a look at that. If you're not a BSP member, then please join us and be a part of our, be one of our archivists, as so many of our listeners are. The story here is of Governor Chris Christie vetoing a newly passed bill. It happened on Friday today that would legalize same-sex marriage in New Jersey, setting a difficult path for advocates who vowed to fight with every last breath, quote-unquote, to override him. The governor's veto was conditional, asking the state legislature to amend the bill so that rather than legalizing same-sex marriages, it would establish an overseer to handle complaints that the state's five-year-old civil union law did not provide gay and lesbian couples the same protections that marriage would. Mr. Christie also affirmed his call for the legislature to put a referendum on same-sex marriage on the ballot in November. That's kind of an interesting thing for him to call for, considering the fact that that's what happened in the state of California, and the state Supreme Court, regardless of the vote of the people, and people seem to understand that. And let me get David Castorini on the line. And David, we've asked you to join us because you are a member of the clergy. You're a man of the cloth. You're a minister, and this seems to be right up your alley. This is really, when we talk about opposition to same-sex marriage, we're talking about opposition from centers of religion in this country, aren't we?
Well, Phil, I would have to say you're right. You know, I don't want to be aligned necessarily with people who are troublesome or divisive or making it more difficult for our country to come together on certain things. But this is a very, very pivotal, and it is of grave interest to Christians and people who hold that marriage is very much a union between a man and a woman. We are very concerned that if marriage is sanctioned for gay people, that it becomes sanctioned not only for gay people, but it is looked at by straight people as legitimate. And when we talk about a lifestyle that we do believe is not, in the eyes of God, a holy lifestyle, it is not one that is approved of by God or God's word, not only are we worried, obviously, for our youth, but we also worry for those who are not married. They don't have the comfort of marriage, of a marital union. They are single people, single heterosexual people that we do are realize could be at risk. When you look at one of my colleagues, Ted Haggerty, here is a straight man who was led astray by the promise of a gay sex marriage. And as a result of that, he was led into a relationship that brought down not only his marriage, well, not really his marriage, because I know his wife is stuck with him, but it certainly did bring down his ministry, and it brought down to a great degree his ability to be a successful minister and a successful witness to the Word of God.
Dave Castorina with us from Castorina Youth Ministries. Our number is 877-876-7445. Why did Chris Christie then veto this bill? Is it because of the encroaching, as you call it, a lifestyle? And we can have this argument, and I don't want to have the argument. I've had it enough.
Well, I know, Phil. You feel it as an orientation, and I just don't think that we are the so-called science is in.
All right, no, that's fine. I don't want to talk about that. It's an argument that it's a tiresome argument, and one that I suppose can be debated in great detail later on. But right now, what we're talking about here, you are saying that the governor vetoed this because, with the sanctioning of same-sex marriage, you have a threat not only to young people but to single people, heterosexual people.
That is correct, yes.
And tell me about that.
Well, I believe that, as I mentioned, Ted Haggerty, who is a man, is I think was the most visible individual who had a marriage and had a successful life with within his church, and had certainly successful heterosexual love and marriage with his wife, and as a father, was led into this corrupted lifestyle by the promise of a same-sex marriage.
Now, I find that interesting. What do you mean the promise of same-sex marriage?
The idea of same-sex marriage, I think, for straight men or heterosexual men is, especially if a man is alone, if he spends many hours of the day alone, if he spends many hours of the week alone, if he is a, if his job takes him away, or his job isolates him, if he's a man who is not particularly successful with women for whatever reason, and there could be a great many, if he is a man who finds himself not comfortably conforming or comfortably fitting into the heterosexual norms and traditions and rituals, this is an easier way to go.
And why was Ted Haggerty then? Why would you say Ted Haggerty was here? Here's a guy that was married, right?
Well, he was, but his ministry took him away, I think, from his home, from his family, from his children, from his wife. The demands of that ministry, the travel of that ministry, the television appearances, the individual counseling, the appearances, the fundraising, that took him away from his traditional marriage. And once that happens, loneliness, I think, sets in, Phil. And when loneliness sets in, I think a lot of straight men, a lot of heterosexual men are targets for same-sex marriage. That's what we're worried about, and I think that's what Chris Christie and others, myself included, worry about. I don't have a problem with gay people getting married.
Well, then, if you have no problem with gay people getting married, sorry to interrupt you, Pastor. We're talking here with Pastor Dave Castorini of the Castorini Youth Ministries. If you don't have a problem with that, then why not address the problem of gay, of straight men being lured into a same-sex marriage separately from the same-sex marriage issue?
The reason why, Phil, is because if you do not address the same-sex marriage issue, which is the legitimacy, the legitimizing of a same-sex marriage, if you don't address that, you simply have maintained that which is drawing these men into a gay lifestyle, into the homosexual lifestyle. Giving that legitimacy makes it more attractive.
And if you're talking about straight men who are not successful with women, straight men who travel a lot, straight men who are alone a lot, who would never be enticed by into a homosexual relationship, you're saying they would be with a same-sex marriage, a legalization of same-sex marriage, because what? Because it is more mainstream?
Yes, absolutely. Because you are no longer some kind of an outcast. You're certainly no longer someone who has the traditional mark of a homosexual on you, which is somebody who is involved in an aberrant lifestyle, someone who's involved in aberrant sex, someone who is not engaged in something healthy. What same-sex marriage does, Phil, is it makes the homosexual a healthy individual, makes that a healthy relationship. And you've got so many straight men without great success with women, without great success with heterosexual relationships, who would be drawn to that? And that's what we fear. More than anything else.
Let me ask you, yourself, you're not married, are you?
No, I'm not married.
And yet you are, and your ministry takes you to the places that Ted Haggerty's took him to, and your ministry takes you to the fundraising and all of these places that take you away from what would be a traditional home. Are you saying that you're at risk of falling into a homosexual or same-sex marriage?
In my case, Phil, I'm not, and I'll tell you why, and I'm not trying to necessarily separate myself out from the mainstream of men, but I am a minister. I'm the head of my church, and unlike Ted, because he was married, there are a lot of women who are friends of mine, a lot of women who serve in our church, a lot of women who are secretaries in our church, a lot of women who I know admire me. I don't have a difficult time attracting women. And it's one of the reasons why I have not gotten married, because it would not be fair to my female congregants to attach myself to one woman. So, yes, I am single. You're right. And, yes, my ministry does take me to a great many different places away from home. My home base is Phoenix, Arizona. But I am not separate from the company of a woman the way a Ted Haggerty would be, or a lot of men who are simply not attractive to women.
Okay, we're talking here with Pastor David Castorini about the vetoing of the gay marriage bill in New Jersey. He supports that. He believes that that was the healthy thing to do, that the threat of gay marriage, especially to single men, men who have not been successful in heterosexual relationships, men who are alone a lot, men who travel alone or may just be involved in very solitary lifestyles, that's a real threat, gay marriage, the legitimacy of gay marriage. It's a real threat to those men. Our number is 877-876-7445. David Castorini with us as we talk about the vetoing of the gay marriage bill by Chris Christie in order to preserve the heterosexuality of single men in America. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. Oh, I said I wouldn't say that. 7445, excuse me. We'll be right back. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Hendry Show here as we talk to David Castorini. He is with Castorini Youth Ministries out of Phoenix, Arizona, and David is in Phoenix tonight. So you're not traveling tonight, right, David?
Actually, Phil, I just got back. We were in Denver, Colorado, and before that we had stopped at Reverend Cherish's conclave in Minneapolis. And we were just back as recently as last night. We were fixing to head out again to San Diego tomorrow. We have a very big youth conclave that we're going to have in San Diego. And
is this something you're going to talk about with the young people?
Well, I will address what I think was a very courageous veto by Governor Christie to keep same-sex marriage off the table and preserve the heterosexuality of our young people, as well as our, and this does not get addressed enough, as well as our adults, as well as our married men, as well as individuals who are susceptible, most susceptible to same-sex marriage, most susceptible to gay marriage, and gay sex, would be those single men who, again, travel, who have no real female relationship at the present time in their life, the fact that they are away from their loved ones. Ted Haggerty, I think, is a great example of that. So that's what we're attempting to do, Phil, by endorsing what Chris Christie did. Keep straight men straight.
I've not heard of all of the arguments against same-sex marriage that I've heard. I have not heard the argument that straight men are at risk from same-sex marriage because it legitimizes same-sex marriage, and therefore you're saying a heterosexual man will look at it and say, well, you know what, it's okay to be gay.
That is exactly correct. I can tell you, if I was a proponent of same-sex marriage, if I was an individual who wanted to promote it, you just came up with a pretty good little advertising slogan there. It's okay to be gay. Well, no, it isn't. It goes against the Word of God, and that's what we are most concerned with.
All right, 877-876-7445, and here is Jerry. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with David Castorini.
Well, good evening, Phil. This is a very interesting chat you've got on the phone tonight.
And how are you, Jerry?
Well, I'm very good.
He's an interesting man. Reverend Castorini has been on our program before.
Well, I haven't heard him on your program. I've listened to your show before, but I wanted to ask the Reverend, the idea that a man traveling by himself and is away from his wife and from his children, in your mind, is a threat to his sexual nature? Is that it?
I think if you are disposed to it, yes. If you're not a very attractive man to women,
that's the part I wanted to talk to you about. When you say you're not a very attractive man to women, what does that mean?
Well, I don't think it takes a brain surgeon.
It doesn't take a brain surgeon, but
what do you mean? An ugly guy?
Yeah, if you're an ugly guy, you don't get dates. If you're a man who spends a lot of time alone.
I want to tell you that I spend a lot of time alone because I work I work in a job that is a singularly isolated job. I am doing, at odd times, I'm doing repair and machine work, and I don't have a lot of people around me. I have my own machine shop. But that has never given me the sense that I wanted to even remotely be interested in a gay marriage. You see,
we are talking about same-sex marriage from the standpoint of it, the legitimacy of that.
Yeah, the legitimacy. I've never been interested in the legitimacy of a homosexual relationship.
Are you? Can I ask you something, Jerry? How old are you?
I'm in my early 50s.
You're in your early 50s. Have you been married?
I've been married, yeah.
And I guess this goes without saying, did you enjoy it?
Did I enjoy what? Did I enjoy the...
Did you enjoy heterosexuality?
I very much enjoyed heterosexuality, yes, and I'd like to be married again.
But you have not gotten married, have you?
I have not gotten married. I have not found the right woman. But I can assure you I'm not attracted to men. Or the idea of same-sex marriage being available to me, making sex more available to me, has never been something I'm interested in.
All right. Can I ask you something? Are you being honest when you say that you're not lonely enough to be involved sexually with another man?
Yes, of course I am. I think the notion of this is wrong.
And there are a great many, and Phil, I say this to you, there are a great many straight men that think that it is wrong-headed. But to defeat gay marriage, we have to look at every aspect of it. And
so the idea of gay marriage being alluring to straight men who are alone, who are not attractive to women, who don't have, who are not currently married, who don't have currently have a relationship, this is something that you feel needs to be addressed.
I don't see any point in it myself, and I've never felt the need to discourage it in my own life.
Well, again, I think if we're going to talk about young people being drawn into a homosexual lifestyle, then we also have to talk about adults being drawn in by a homosexual lifestyle. This is just about the children, Phil. This is about adults who are at risk. And
are there women at risk?
I would say that there are, but for the most part, this seems to be something that men wrestle with. And so as long as we have these people at risk, as long as we have, no matter whether they're children or whether they're adults, we have to address that as openly and honestly as we can and not be childish about it.
I'm not being childish. What I'm saying...
I'm not saying you are being childish. You know,
but what I'm saying is I have never felt the need to have a same-sex marriage with another man.
Well, that's what a same-sex marriage is.
I understand that, sir, but I've never felt the need to have a same-sex marriage with a man.
And you are being honest with us.
Yeah, I've said that.
The man's already indicated that he is.
I've already indicated that I am.
And yet you are not married now. You don't have a woman in your life.
No.
All right, let's take a break here.
I find that very suspect.
Well, I do not...
Let's take a break here. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show. And we have Pastor David Castorini on with us talking about the vetoing of that same sex marriage bill in New Jersey and who it is that he and other Christians are trying to protect. Straight heterosexual children, sure, but also adults. Adults who may be lured into same sex marriage. The Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876 Phil with David Castorini from the Castorini Youth Ministries.
I heard you just say you did not give out the number there.
I'm sorry?
You said you did not want to say Phil.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. 87. Thank you.
I remember hearing you say that. I thought I'd bring that up to you.
877-876-7445. You're absolutely right. Reverend David Castorini, as we talk about the vetoing of the same-sex marriage bill by Chris Christie, and the fact that Reverend Castorini, you support that because you feel that same-sex marriage legalized will lead men into heterosexual men into homosexual marriages themselves. Here is Bob. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I'd like to address the Reverend. You were saying that you sounded suspect. Previous caller making the statements he made about not having any need or feelings or desire to be hooked up with another man. I also have no feelings or desire, and I've been divorced for since 94. I don't know how many years that is, but that's how long I've been divorced.
Well, and do you not feel if there is a legitimizing of same-sex marriage? And what I mean by that is that you were married at one time. So if we have same-sex marriages legitimized in much the same way that heterosexual marriage is legitimized, then what's to stop you from saying to yourself or to whoever, well, then I can engage in a homosexual marriage and it will not be looked down upon by society, it won't be illegal. Pretty soon you start to convince yourself it's not immoral.
Well, first
you see what I'm saying?
I look down on it, whatever you just said it occurs or not. I have no desire to be to have a legitimate, or as you were saying, married relationship with a man. I simply don't find men sexually attractive to me.
Well, and I understand that, but what I've been saying to you, Phil, and what I say to Bob and to your listeners, what Governor Christie is doing by vetoing that bill, and other governors that have the same kind of courage, they're not giving
same-sex marriage an opportunity to root and to nest in the subconscious of straight men, so that this gentleman here, Bob, is saying he does not have the desire. But if we have same-sex marriage legitimized, then it begins, it starts as a kernel of, it begins to root in his mind that he has that option.
Not in Bob's mind, no.
You're saying in Bob, or in anybody, any single guy's mind. And now I know, Pastor, that you, and we can talk about this after the call, but you yourself have had a homosexual experience?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you see, I am a little bit more honest about these things, maybe, Bob, than you are. I don't want to speak for you. You know what's true in your life.
Well, are you gay?
No, of course I'm not. I have I've had many girlfriends.
No,
but
no,
I did.
You're gay.
Yes. No, sir, I'm not. I'll tell you what happened. I was alone, as I've just said to you, Bob, on the road, away from family, away from friends. I was very tired. I had been out on a cavalcade. This was one of our traveling conclaves for our Christian youth ministry, and became involved with this man because there was, at that moment, no female option. So I had a homosexual relationship, and I found out how easy it is to fall into that.
Well, because it was easy for you, it doesn't necessarily mean it's easy for other men.
Well, I don't think you're being honest.
Not only not well, I can... desirable.
Well, again, I will say what I said to Phil. I don't think you're being 100% honest. If it's legitimized with the law, Bob, you have one more option in your life to, if you want me to use the crude term, I'll say it, to get laid.
I live in...
What, one more...
Is legit-
yes, sir.
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Sorry, Phil.
Sir, you have one more option, Bob, in your life to get, if I may say, use the word, to get laid. You have women. Now you have same-sex marriage. Now you can get laid by a guy, to put it as crudely as possible.
That's just not true.
Why is that not true? I don't understand. If it's legitimized, if it...
Because intercourse between a man and a woman is a little different than getting laid by a guy. That's just not conceivable.
Oh, I know that, but it still can be just as sexually satisfying.
Well, to those, for men, I guess if you get off, you're satisfied. I guess that's the answer.
I mean, I think what you're missing here, if I may say this, Dave, is you're missing the I don't know how to put this, you know.
Well, the reason why you guys are having a hard time articulating is because what I'm saying is making a lot of sense. If you are on the road a long time like I was, and you have the option to engage in a gay act, you will.
No.
And if
no.
they legitimize it, well, if they legitimize it, I think that a lot of men will.
Well, you've just heard now, you've heard, yeah, Bob has just told you no. You heard Jerry, the last caller, say no.
And I understand how men deny. Look at Ted Haggerty's been denying for a long time. And
well,
Ted's a straight guy.
I've made my opinion. I don't want to take up your line.
I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much, Bob, for your call, though. I appreciate that very much. 877-876-7445. Ted Haggerty is what?
Ted Haggerty is a straight man. But the loneliness of his life, raising money for this enormous church, being there for everybody except himself, being there for his board, being there to raise money, being there to lead this highly successful church, naturally led him to gay acts because he did not have the option of a female. His wife, he's married. And,
well, his wife was there.
No, not when he's out on the road. If you're on the road, if you hit the road 300 days out of the year, Ted Haggerty was probably on the road about, there's 365 days in a year, Phil. Ted Haggerty was on the road about 350 of those days. And
good God, are you serious? I didn't know that.
I'm totally serious. His wife is nowhere to be found, so that leaves the gay option. And that's what I'm saying, that you, Bob, and all straight men need to look at that and think a little bit more honestly.
All right, our number 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Dave Castorini. Chris Christie vetoed a same-sex marriage bill in New Jersey today. And Dave Castorini is here supporting that veto, saying that if you legitimize same-sex marriage, it becomes more attractive to straight people. So what you're saying here if I may be so bold, is that the only thing that keeps a straight man or a straight woman from that matter from engaging in a homosexual sex is the fact that it's not legitimized by society.
Well, I think that goes without saying. If you look at society has rightfully identified the homosexual as an aberrant individual and performing an aberrant sex act. If you now legitimize that sex act, it becomes more attractive. It becomes an option for the straight man who is traveling, who is a salesman, who is out away from his family, who is driving a truck, whatever. It becomes a legitimate option. And I don't know, there's not too many different ways I can say that. I'm getting a little tired.
Well, because it's a very unbelievable statement. Anyway, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show here. Let's go over to Charlie. Charlie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. Listen, the man that you've got on your program right now is looking at this with a 180-degree opposite view of the way you should see this. And here's why I say that. If you are a heterosexual, you are opposed by your very physical nature of the homosexual act. Would you agree with that, Pastor?
No, sir, I do not, because I do not agree. I do not agree with the idea of it being orientation.
You do not say that again. I'm sorry.
I do not agree with it being a physical orientation. I believe that homosexuality is a lifestyle that is chosen.
Well, that is just not the case, and I won't argue that with you, as I heard Phil say. But if I see in my state that homosexual marriage is legal, I don't care, because I am a heterosexual married to a woman, and even if I wasn't married to a woman, I would not want to be a homosexual.
You say that, sir, but you can't be sure, because...
I am absolutely 100% sure, even if I was alone, if I was a hermit, if I had no woman in my life at all, I would still want a woman.
You say that now because they...
Oh, it's got nothing to do with whether gay marriage is legitimate. If you're telling me if gay marriage was legitimate and if everyone said, well, I have the gay option, as you call it,
I call it a same-sex option, sir. I'm just saying it's a legitimate option.
Well, no, it is not a legitimate option if I want to have sex with a female, which is what I would like to have in my life. It is not a legitimate option. And you said one other thing, sir. You said you had a gay act. Is that correct?
Well, what I said was I'd engaged in gay sex. Yes, sir.
All right. And I don't fault you for that, sir. That is your choice. But, sir, that makes you a homosexual.
No, it does not. No, it does not, Charlie. That makes me a man who was away from female company. And I turned to a homosexual. I turned toward a homosexual option because the straight option had been closed down to me.
What do you mean it was closed down? Can you please explain that?
Yeah, what does that mean? I'd like to know that too, Dave. It was closed down to you. You're not married.
Not because I did not have the girlfriend that I had at the time and my female congregates. And I have a great many female congregates who are good friends of mine, were not available to me.
All right, well, okay, you say they were not available. You had gay sex with a man.
Well, that's the only kind of sex you can have with a man, sir, yes.
All right, well, I'm not trying to be funny or
anything. No, I understand that, sir.
You had a gay act, and you say that that was normal, and I'm telling you right now, that is not normal.
Well, I agree that being a gay is not normal. I agree with that. The gay sex that I had was entirely normal, given what I was forced into. It's not normal, you're right.
Well, who forced you into it?
The fact that I only had the gay option, and that if same-sex marriage was available at the time I had the gay act, and let's say I had gotten married to a man, that would have been the result of the legitimizing of that.
Why would you marry a guy?
Why would you marry a man if you're not a homosexual, sir?
Hold on. That's what I want to know. Why would you marry him?
Again, Phil, I'm going to say it again, and that's all right, because it would be legitimized and therefore all right.
Well, I'm telling you right now, no, it would not be. If gay marriage was legal, I would never be married to a gay or engage in gay. I would never do that because it's not my orientation, as much as you say you don't believe in that.
There's no such thing as it's a chosen lifestyle, sir.
No, you're absolutely wrong there, sir. You're totally wrong. It is not a chosen lifestyle, and that's a ridiculous statement.
All right, hold on, and thank you very much, Charlie, for your call, and hang on the line. We'll be back here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, we're talking with David Castorini from Castorini Youth Ministries, that if gay marriage is legal, that means gay marriage becomes legitimate. That means that straight men suddenly see that as a sexual option. And you can hear the Reverend saying he had a homosexual experience in his life, which he said would have been made worse had there been gay marriage, because he might have gotten married to that guy. 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And David Castorini on the line with us in Phoenix, Arizona, talking about Chris Christie, Governor Christie of New Jersey, vetoing same-sex marriage. I suppose, before we get back to some calls, your argument, I suppose some people have called you a homophobe or a bigot, David. Is that correct?
Well, fortunately for me, Phil, that has not really been a case because I'm a youth minister. I am better able to communicate with young people. My life is young people, and I think they trust me and they see me as someone who is understands them and speaks their language. So they enjoy my ministry now. So I don't think they see me as some old, dried up old bigot. And I don't think I am a bigot. I'm simply saying that same-sex marriage is too much of a trap for our single men who will jump into bed with another man as long as society says it's okay.
And we do need to tell people you've had that experience.
I had sex with another man, but it was not gay sex because I'm not gay. I had sex with another man simply because I got sucked in by the fact there were no women in my life at that time.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445 here at the Phil Hendry Show. Let me go to a phone call. On the line is, where are we going here? Oh, we're going over to Johnny. Okay, let's go to Johnny. Johnny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Reverend Castorini. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for having me on.
Very good.
I just wanted to make a point. You know, the way things are now, and, you know, they're making same-sex legal and men marrying men and women marrying women, you know, it goes back to the simple thing God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and, Adam and Steve.
Adam and Steve, that's exactly right. I heard a joke today, Ronnie. God made mac and cheese, he didn't make mac and Steve. I think that's cute, too. You're right.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know, when it breaks down to it, things are
have you had? Can I ask you? Have you had an experience with another man? I'm saying this because, as a minister of God's word, you can have a sexual experience with a man because you got forced into it, and not be.
You can't. You can get sucked in. I imagine you can.
Yes, sir.
But
has that ever happened to you?
No.
Let this gentleman make his point, Reverend. Yeah, go ahead, Johnny.
Let me make my point. What I'm saying is, things are getting so common now. To where men and, going with other men. Think about this. Solomon Gomorrah, things got so bad at that time that God told him, you go in there, you find 40 people, you find 10 people, and they couldn't find none of them. So
they couldn't find anybody that was not a sodomite, right?
Right. So things are getting so bad now, and so common. I mean, even the angels went in there, and they wanted to have sex with the angels.
Yeah, and the angel. And do you think, when I read that story, and I take comfort in that story, Johnny, do you think the angels at some point wanted to have sex with as well?
No.
Because I think it's a lesson. I think it's a lesson for us.
You're talking about God's angels.
I am saying that Sodom was such a depraved place.
if David Castorini, who's a minister of God's word, if I can hop into bed with a man and have sex with him for six solid hours, why can't one of God's angels?
You can't even.
Well, I don't think that's. Yeah.
Well, I've done that.
But, all right, listen, Johnny. Thank you for your call. I don't think that we can compare you to the. You can't compare you to God's angels. Let me go to Diana here on the Phil Henry Show. Diana, go ahead, please.
Oh my God, this is so disgusting. The Bible. The minister needs to read the Book of Romans, the first chapter. When you don't retain God in your knowledge, you're proud and puffed up, and you're open to a homosexual spirit. That is not of God, and he needs to humble himself and repent and turn to God because that's not right. I don't believe in the gay act marriage or anything like that, but that's really disgusting. I mean, you only attracted if you legalize guns, if I don't believe in guns, it's not going to make me want to carry a gun. You know, legalizing anything, it doesn't make you attracted to it. You're attracted to it because something unclean is in your spirit. You know, it's you're not automatically attracted. And you're spending too much time on the road if you're attracted to a man. Why can't you, I mean, it's wrong. Fornication is the same if you're married and want a woman. But
I'm not married, ma'am. I'm not married. I'm a single man. I've never had. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You still would not be attracted to a man. That is in your something you need to humble yourself before God. You're a minister.
Oh, Diana, yes, I am. Diana, I work with thousands of young people every year.
Well, you need to go back to the altar, brother. You need to go back to
Diana,
the altar.
Diana, let me say this. I love God. I love you. And I love Jesus Christ and his sacrifice.
You love me, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Yes, well, yes. Now, we all stumble. And when I had that, all I'm saying, if you could hear me, Diana, all I'm saying is this. I am not gay. I had gay sex.
Yes, you are.
And the reason is because there was no woman available to me. And
you're talking, Reverend, if I can say. I just want to say one thing, Diana, because, Diana, let me say this. Reverend Castorini, tell you what, Diana, why don't you hang on the line for we have to take a break. We'll get back to you and Reverend Castorini. 877-876-7445. But I want you to just think of one thing, Reverend. Now I forgot.
Well, you forgot because I don't think there was really much truth in what you had to say to me. God says, vomit you out of my mouth if you lie. Oh, man.
No, that's not what that quote is.
Well, if you're going to say something about me, it better be true.
No, all I'm saying to you is I can't remember now.
Yeah, I know you can't remember. Because God stopped your thought. He knew it was garbage.
Phil.
And if you want to start.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Henry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number 877-876-7445, the Phil Henry Show, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. On the line with me tonight is Reverend David Castorini of the Castorini Youth Ministries as we discuss Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey vetoing a same-sex marriage bill. This is going to be coming up again and again across our country. There are a variety of interpretations constitutionally, I suppose, although I must say I don't think I've heard any high court uphold the ban on these laws. Here in California, you know, the Supreme Court overruled the ban on same-sex marriage, saying that it violated the equal protection under the law clause of the Constitution. But nonetheless, we have with us Reverend Castorini, and our number is 877-876-7445. Reminder that we're online at philhenryshow.com. That is our worldwide web, worldwide headquarters. And with a backstage pass, you can access thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archived Phil Henry Show material. So if you're new to our show, as I just spoke to a gentleman during the break who's brand new to the show, and he loves our show, and we're very grateful for that. And you want to catch up on what exactly has been going on over the last 22 years, we have about 15 of those years in our archives, because this radio show has been on the air for 22 years. So visit us at philhendryshow.com and become a Backstage Pass member. Reverend Castorini, as we get into our second hour here, and we're going to get back to our phone calls, I do have a question for you. And it is, it's simply this. You have acknowledged on the air, and you are a Christian minister, to having had a homosexual relationship.
Phil, if I could interrupt, it was not a homosexual relationship. It was a sex act that was homosexual in nature. But I did not have a relationship with this person. This was a homosexual act predicated on the need for me as a heterosexual to have female companionship, which was not available to me at that time because my female congregates were not traveling with me at that time. Now,
because so, in other words, if you had your female congregates with you, you would have had sex with a woman.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and that would have been out of wedlock. So is that not a sin?
This is something very difficult, especially for people who are not Christians, to understand. As a Christian minister, as a man who is witnessing the Word of God to others, you know, my female congregants are going to want to, they're going to be attracted to me. I can't get married because it sends a message to my other female congregants that they are not important to me, that they are that they will no longer have the kind of relationship that they might have had with me. So I have to be above that. When you talk about gay sex, Phil, God help us, this world is a strange world. We have in this world today men who have the appearance of women. Some people call them transsexual, some people call them he, she, this kind of thing. So that's why I did not have gay sex. It was technically a man, you're right. But it was not gay sex.
Wait a minute, are you saying that you had sex with a transsexual?
Well, I don't think that what we want to do here, as we discuss this in light of my Christian ministry, the kind of sex that I have, I don't want to get involved in that discussion. In fact, I will not get involved in that discussion, other than to say that I tried to make it as heterosexual in nature as I could.
Yep. All right, you're right. I'm not interested. I'm sure as hell not. But I do not know how it is you say that you are did not engage in a homosexual, that you're not a homosexual engaging that in that act. But it's taking us far afield of what we were talking about here. Our number, 877-876-7445, 877-876-Phil. Let me get over here to, got a bunch of phone calls hanging on the line. Here is Max. Max, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I got a question for the Reverend. I would like to call him, but he's not really a Reverend. But Dave, sorry if I had to call you
God
that.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, you said that you had sex with another man before, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, was it consensual?
Well, yes, sir, it was. Most certainly was.
It was. Okay.
And yes, sir.
That makes you gay. I'm going to tell you why. I could agree with you if you was raped.
No, it does not.
False. By another group of men. Hold you down in jail or something, another one did you, then I can say that you're not gay. But if you accept to lay down with another man, you're gay. The Bible.
No, it was, but here's the thing, and I think you made a very good point there. I was forced into it because there were no women available to me, you see? So, in a way, I was raped by a society that would not allow me the company of a woman on so many long journeys on behalf of my church.
Oh, now that's asinine, what you just said.
Well, Phil, I would remind you, you're speaking to a Christian minister. And
I don't care. That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life, that you were raped by society.
Yeah. No, I don't mean that. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Now, I'm a man. I'm a truck driver. I'm driving right now. I'm 160 pounds.
Then you're susceptible.
I'm 160 pounds. I have never been any bigger than that. Now, if a man is 500 pounds, if you come to me, you touch me, you have to kill me. I'm not going to let a man, four or five guys hold me down and do me wrong. I can't fight it. And that'll
no,
make
no, I'm not talking about that. I understand that, sir. But I'm saying you're out on the road. You're by yourself morning, noon, and night. You got a long haul. You're away from your wife. You're away from your family. It's only that. And if so, what I want to do is protect you. And by making same-sex marriage legal, it makes you susceptible to wanting to get with a guy. You
okay,
see?
Then what do you say about the Bible said a man not to lay down with a man? As a minister, you should never stand. We should never go against that, brother. You should
That's
never
absolutely correct. You are
I'm
absolutely right.
The word of God.
But I didn't lay with another man in the way you're saying. See, I'm not gay.
Sir, you're
gay. First of all, well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, and I think, Richard, is that the gentleman's name?
No, his name is Max.
I'm sorry, Max. This was we call him a he-she. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
And I said if we're going to have sex, I want it to be as close to heterosexual sex as possible.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference.
Why?
Because you knew that that was a man that you were having sex with.
Exactly.
You went ahead, consensually had sex with this man, whether he had hormone treatments or whatever these guys do.
Well, come on, Phil. I dare you to say that that's a guy.
Oh, come on, man. I'm not going down that road with you, okay? Cats that are into that, you know, groovy. I ain't saying they're wrong, but I sure as hell ain't saying they're straight. And that's just all there is to it.
So you're saying the guys that have sex with he-she's are gay?
Yes, 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 I am. All right, Max. Thank you, sir, for your call. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-7445, 877-876-Phil. I guess we're going to give out the numerals there on our show. With me is David Castorini. He is the pastor there at Castorini Youth Ministries. Let's move on to another phone call here as long as we are in this first segment here. I don't know if we still have Charles. Let's go down here to Richard, I think it is. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Do we have Richard or Johnny? Is it Johnny? Wow. What happened to Bud? You're going to have to crank it up, man. All right, let's take a break, okay, so we can get some of these calls lined up, because I don't think, Bud, you've screened any of these.
But two of them.
All right, you with me there, Reverend?
Phil, I am right here.
All right. David Castorina with us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com. Famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show. David Castorini with us from Castorini Youth Ministries. You've made some comments here that have further, I think, muddied the waters here, Reverend.
Well, I hope that you are listening carefully, Phil.
No, I'm listening very carefully, and you've made comments that have muddied the waters. You're saying that the sex you had was with a transsexual. Therefore, and you also insisted on a heterosexual style sex.
That is correct, yes.
And so therefore, that was not homosexual sex.
No, I don't believe it was, Phil. And I know that it is a fair game, and it seems to be a national sport now in America to take Christian ministers and, sort of run us through the mill and insult us and make us feel as if we are liars and hypocrites, and that's fine. I don't think I'm Jesus, and I don't think David Castorini is anything more than just one grain of sand in this beautiful universe that our Lord created. But I'm telling you that the sex I had with this guy, I insisted it be as close to heterosexual sex as possible. That's why it is not gay sex, because it was a as they call it in street lingo, it was a he-she. But it still was the result of the fact there wasn't a woman around. Now, if you pass same-sex marriage, David Castorini, and just about every man that you are is listening to this program tonight. If things get difficult, if we're out on the road and I'm not good looking enough and no woman wants to be with me, then same-sex marriage legitimizes straight up, you know, sex with a guy, whatever you want to call it. That's why we must not allow it to happen.
But it sure as heck won't be your fault, huh?
No, you're...
Well, I mean, that's what it all sounds like to me. You've got a million different ways of saying, it ain't my fault, and I try to make it straight sex, and I'm not gay, and it was a he-she, and if you make same-sex marriage now, will it be your fault if you get married to a guy?
It will be the work of a devil working through our society.
But it won't be your fault.
I'm not saying that, Phil. I'm saying it will be the devil working through our society, enabling same-sex marriage, which would drive a man such as myself into the arms of a he-she, which is, that's about as low as I ever want to sink in my life. And if I have to sink to that level twice.
All right, 877-876-7445. Diana called back. We had Diana on the line. Go ahead, Diana.
You know, the Bible says a man is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. When lust comes forth, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. Mr. David Castorina, I don't know what Bible you're reading, but obviously, I don't know what it's letting you see, but it's not.
I'm reading the New Testament. I'm reading the New Contract with God.
You're reading
brought forth
it,
by
but
Jesus
obviously
Christ.
you don't agree with what it says. You don't believe it.
What were you quoting just then? Were you quoting New Testament or Old Testament there?
That's New Testament. That's New Testament. It's drawn
that was
by your own.
That sounded like Old Testament to me.
That's New Testament. I think it's in James. When we're drawn away by our own lust and enticing, or it's either James or John. I know exactly what it says, but I don't know where it is.
She said James? It sounded like she said James.
James, J-A-M-E-S.
All right.
James, the book of James.
James,
but,
yeah.
The first step to getting help is admitting that you're wrong and that you did commit, you are homosexual. You must admit that, okay? You've committed homosexual acts and you have a desire. Now, when they change the law, it's not going to make me attracted to a woman, God help me, because I don't have that attraction. I see some commercial on TV, two women, I think it's Revlon or something, two women kissing.
Yes.
I turn my head. That's disgusting to me. I'm not attracted to a woman, sir. I don't have that in me. Now,
I understand that. I understand that, but I'm saying that once they make it legal, then it becomes an option for you.
You
it's
have
a go-to
to get
option.
It out of your heart. It's not in. What are you teaching the young people? A minister is an example. It's an example.
I am teaching them. I am telling them that same-sex marriage is wrong. I'm telling them the homosexuality is wrong.
It's wrong. You don't even believe. What are you saying? You're telling them it's wrong.
It is wrong. It most certainly is wrong. I am not a homosexual. I had straight style sex with a transsexual.
You know, this is a case of self-delusion here, you know.
I beg your pardon, Phil.
No. It really is, because I've been listening to you, Reverend, and I've known you for many years. I know you're a good man, but you got something in your head that if you had a... What do you mean straight? I don't understand by straight style.
Well, I'm not going... We have a lady on the line, and I'm going to respect that. And
all right, but you had some manner of sex that you felt was similar to what a man and a woman have?
Phil, I was having sex with a woman. It was a he-she.
You can't even refer to this individual as a he or a she. You say it was.
Well, what do you call it?
A he. A man. A man who's had some sort of chemical enhancement, surgical treatment. I don't play this how I present jazz, man. You know?
Well, don't go all hippie on me. And
I'm not going hippie. What I'm telling you is this. I don't dig this whole I present as a woman, therefore I am a woman.
Well, that's how you're supposed to do it, though.
I don't give a damn if that's how you're supposed to do it. That's exactly. You have sex with a guy who calls himself a woman. Do you think you're having heterosexual sex?
Yeah.
Well, that's bullcrap, man. That's bullcrap.
Phil, in our society, if a person presents as a woman, you got to call it a woman.
Well, I don't got to do anything, man, and maybe I will call her a woman. But I'm telling you right now, if she has a man's parts and I'm attracted to her, I'm gay.
You may be gay. But I'm trying to educate you and Diana to the reality of being on the road. I love women. I'm sexually attracted to women. None of my female congregants was anywhere around me.
If they were, you would still be wrong. That's fornication.
Well, yeah, but that wouldn't make... But I'm not a gay.
It doesn't make it still wrong. Yes, you are gay if you're attracted to a man. That's what you have to understand. If you are a
I'm not attracted to... I'm not attracted to a man. It was a go-to option. You understand? So if we have same-sex marriage and Diana says, you know what, my man is at home, I'm a million miles away from him, but at least I got... There's a woman over here.
No,
I can...
No, I don't have that desire. You don't understand that. I don't have that desire.
Now you don't.
I don't care.
All right, look, Diana, I'm going to take... Thank you, Diana, for your call. It was a great call and some very good thoughts. I think that,
Phil, the point that I'm making and that no one wants to hear, once we have legalized same-sex marriage, which I'm opposed to, I am opposed to that. Once we have that, then you have legitimized the gay act, and Diana, who today would never think of having sex with a woman, once gay marriage is legitimized, Diana now says, well, it's legal. I guess who's it going to kill? It's not going to, or who's it going to hurt?
And she's married. She's not going to be unfaithful to her husband.
Well, if you're married, that's a different story. But again, if the marriage is not good, and men cheat on their wives, wives cheat on their husbands. She would cheat with another woman.
You got some kind of notion, man, that I just don't think you have backed up with any real facts. 877-876-7445, Phil Hendry Show. Here is Michael. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight? Reverend,
good, sir.
I just want to bring up a small point. You do understand that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Absolutely. Of course.
Right?
Of course.
Okay,
of course we do that. Yes.
Excellent. Now, once you understand that, you need to come to a point, because you are an example for the young kids you minister to. And I'm not going to argue the fact that whether or not homosexuality is right or wrong or any of that. What we need to deal with and where you need to start in your ministry, in my opinion, is dealing with the sin that you took part in. You could feel that it was homosexual, a homosexual relationship or not. But what the matter is, the matter of the fact is that you engaged in that activity. I'm a young man.
Well, I engaged in an activity with a he-she.
Right. Well, you know, I'm a 33-year-old man. My job, I travel a ton. I'm up and down California all the time. You know,
okay.
I don't have any desire to be with another man. I don't care if there's not another female around me for...
What if that man and
I tell you what, hang on you and you too, Reverend Castorini. I'll get back to both of you guys. We're going to take a break here. Talking with David Castorini of the Castorini Youth Ministries about Chris Christie vetoing same-sex marriage, and it is the Reverend's opinion that that's a good move because if we have same-sex marriage, then that becomes an option for straight people. Oh, well, I can't find sex with a woman or a man. I think I'll have sex with someone of my own gender, even if it is a he-she, which is... Anyway, we'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, you think that's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445. David Castorini from Castorini Ministries is on the line with us. And this has devolved into a conversation, David, about your own orientation, even though you're opposed to same-sex marriage.
Phil, that's why I'm troubled, because I have come out very clearly against homosexual marriage, same-sex marriage.
But you've told people that you were involved in a sexual relationship, or no, a sex act, as you call it.
Absolutely. It was not a relationship. It was a 6-hour sexual experience with It was a woman. It was a woman. But you're right. It was a transgender. But the point I'm making is, you know, there's an old saying, Phil, any port in a storm. And
any port in a storm. So that's how you see same-sex marriage will be for straight people. They will think of it as any port in a storm. Well, as long as it's cool, I'll go ahead and go for it.
Well, I wouldn't. I don't think I'm going to put it that way myself in my life. Oh, as long as it's cool, I'll go for it. I think in my life I will pray on it, and I will ask God to please, please, God, I don't want to have sex with a man. But if that's where the night's going, if that's where I'm headed, you know.
Are you saying God wants you to have sex with a man?
No, I'm just saying, God, I would rather not. But if that's how bad this night's going to get.
All right, 877-876-7445. I'm going to get back to our caller on the line here. Michael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. You know, Reverend, we're all brought through situations of testing and pain. You know, even Jesus, when he was set apart for the 40 days and was tempted by Satan, you know, we're meant to go through those kind of things as Christians. And it is our job to flee from sin. And, I mean, as a minister, you know this firsthand. You even alluded to it earlier on when you spoke about how you didn't engage in sexual acts with the females of your congregation.
Yes.
I want you to understand that we are called as Christians to godly marriage. Marriage was the first institution of the Bible, the first thing
yes.
that the Lord established. And guess what?
Absolutely.
It was the last institution of the Bible. In the Bible also.
Well, you were right about that. But here's the thing. This is the thing, Michael. I'm a Christian minister who has a congregation that literally is national in scope. I've been on television. I have appeared on a variety of TV programs, as well as our own Youth Ministry Sunday special TV program. And so I'm known, and there are women that, you know, just between you and me, they want to get with me.
Oh, yeah,
see what
no,
I'm saying?
I completely understand that, you know. In any position of power, especially in the church, you're going to have people that are attracted to you.
Right.
It is your
and job. So now, on top of that, I've got men, I've got females. Every freak wants to have sex with me.
Right.
And
Wait a minute.
Yeah? What's my job?
Really
just say,
you don't know.
I don't want to. You're right. I want to say, look, what am I supposed to do? Get in line, take a ticket? I don't know what to say.
No, what you're supposed to do is
say no. Exactly. Set themselves apart. Michael, thank you for your call. 877-876-7445. Set yourself apart, as the young man said, and make yourself apart from that sin. Here is Daniel on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Daniel.
Phil, you talking about what? Are you a Christian?
I know the Bible. I know what the Bible says.
Well, you're talking to me as if you are above me. I am a Christian minister. You're not. And you're beginning to tell me how to live my life?
You're telling me that you are so attractive to women, you got women hitting on you, you got guys hitting on you, you want to have sex, so you have sex with transsexuals.
That is correct. But I am not telling you how to live.
Well, whatever that means. Go ahead, Daniel. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Just one real quick thing for if he calls himself the Reverend, I can't.
I don't know what Phil. Whatever you just said, I don't understand that.
But
yeah,
did you hear what this gentleman just said? He can't even call you Reverend.
Well, that's his problem.
Well, no, the problem is that you live by the laws of man, and you as a Reverend should know better than that. That the laws of man are not the same laws as the Lord. And you
I've
forgotten that.
Did you say I had a difficult time understanding you, sir?
The laws of the man, the laws of the man are not the same as the laws of God.
Okay.
And you are living by the laws of men, not the laws of God. And you are preaching this to your congregation or whoever your ministry is. You know, I can't believe that. You can't call yourself a reverend.
Sir, I am absolutely preaching God's law. I'm simply saying that this is what happens when you don't live by it. If you have same-sex marriage, I wind up in bed trying to figure out ways to have heterosexual-style sex with a man. Why? Because our society is so weak, it has legalized same-sex marriage.
No, it has not. Not yet.
I know, not yet. But it will. But it will someday.
And yeah, but it didn't. And you...
the law, and that will be the law of men. That doesn't mean that us Christians, we have to live by that law.
You're saying something about I got to leave the law?
He's saying living by. I think the gentleman has... You have a little bit of an accent there, sir. That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard you say I have to leave the law.
Live the law.
Live the law.
Yes.
Well, Daniel, I do live the law. I try to live the law. I have fallen. I have failed. I have been honest about it, and I move on. One sin does not compromise a man's life. What I try to tell my congregation is this. I can't get married because I've got women all over this country that could literally wind up in a psychiatric hospital.
Oh, come on.
No, well, all right, forget it. All right. Okay, gentlemen, that's fine. Then I won't talk. You ask me a question, I give you an answer.
They're going to go nuts if you marry a woman.
There are a lot of women that send me letters, yes. And if I could share you the contents and the photographs, I burn these things because I cannot allow myself to go down. I'd rather have sex with a guy than...
Which you did already.
No. See, you misunderstand.
Yes, you did, and we can't keep having this conversation.
All right, well, then I would rather have sex with a guy than have sex with the women that send me pictures of themselves, married, you know? You guys getting my drift?
Okay, good for you, man. I mean, I don't know what the point of this all is. You've gone from talking about same-sex marriage into your own personal attractiveness, your TV appearances, how many women are chasing you down, the kind of... the kind of sex you had with a transsexual.
Phil, I've never been laughed at before. When I'm speaking the word of God, I don't get laughed at. So just back it up. Back it up.
Well, it's sleeping with a man. I mean, come on.
I didn't slip.
Not speaking the word of God, and you deserve to get laughed at.
Okay, did you want me to sleep with some guy's wife? I don't think so.
No,
Wait.
How about holding yourself till you get...
How about not having sex? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
We all do it. I'm a married man. Oh. I've been married for 10 years. Listen, sir, listen. I've been married for 10 years.
Okay, you've been married for 10 years. That means you don't have sex. Okay.
I'm in the military, okay? I'm in the military. I've been down range to Iraq for a year.
Which military?
Guess what?
What country's? What country's military?
America.
The United States.
What's the accent?
The United States.
Then what's with the accent?
Well, you forget about his accent.
It doesn't matter what my accent is. I mean, you're missing the point here. The point is that I've been downrange. I was downrange for a year, and there's plenty of opportunities over there also to have sex. But guess what? I waited till I got home and saw my wife. That's the whole point. You
and I
wait.
I bet you were real, and I bet you that was a big letdown, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
Oh, boy.
No,
that wow.
That makes me a bigger man.
And, sir, you know what, sir? Did you say that you were downwind for a year? I don't understand that.
Downrange. It's just a military term. Yeah. Listen, thank you very much. It was a good call, sir, and I appreciate it very much. That's Daniel here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. Would you mind telling me for just a moment here the comment that you made that you have all these women and you get all of these letters?
That is correct.
And you get a lot of women sending you pictures.
That is correct, Phil, yeah.
So, therefore, rather than have sex with those women, they're all married?
They are all married. Some of them are underage. Some of them are, obviously, they are women that I'm not going to engage in a personal relationship with because they are married women. And if that means that David Castorini, in order to preserve the sanctity of those marriages, if that means that I've got to have sex with five transsexuals in 1 hour, non-consensual, then I will gladly do that.
You're gay.
You know, grow up, will you?
No, no, nobody can say that. Hang on the line here. No one can say that. And you're, you know what, you're using as an excuse the idea that you're preserving the sanctity and the honor of someone's marriage. David Castorini with us. It is Chris Christie vetoing the gay marriage bill in New Jersey that prompted our conversation tonight. 877-876-7445. We'll be right back with our final segment here in a moment of the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-7445. Just a few more minutes here with you, Pastor. When you're on our show, I've always wanted to ask you, what is the fallout when you go back to, when you go back to your ministry, when you go back to your church, and you talk to people, especially the young people, what do they say?
I got to tell you, Phil, you might be disappointed, but I get a lot of people say, you know, a round of applause when I walk in. A lot of people may not have heard the show. A lot of people, your show is not the only show I'm on, Phil.
No, I know that, but I just wonder, what do they say when you have done one of your appearances?
I get a lot of people, obviously, my young people and my congregants saying to me, job well done, Reverend Dave. And, you know, Phil, we live in a very confusing time. I am, and I think why our ministry has been successful, is I'm able to sort things out for people. Now, you say to me that I am not a man of God if I tell you I didn't have a woman with me that night. I went ahead and had sex with a transsexual, but I tried to make it godlike. I tried to make it...
What do you mean godlike?
I tried to make it like I was having sex with a female, okay? Now, if that's not good enough for you, then I don't know what to tell you.
It doesn't have to be good enough for me. It has to be consistent with your beliefs.
What do you mean with my beliefs?
With your beliefs as a Christian.
Oh, yeah, of course. That goes without saying. You didn't even have to bring that up.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let me go over here to Omar. Hi, Omar. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David Castorini.
I got to say is one thing, you know, even if you ban marriages, there is no point to that because it's not illegal for a female to have another girlfriend or a guy to have a boyfriend. It's not illegal. You'll be able to see that everywhere around. The only thing is they just can't put it on paper. So, I mean, it's basically just a waste of your time, or you're making yourself look like I don't want to say anything, but, you know, you're just making yourself look bad because there is no point after what you just said. You know, a lot of people get mixed emotions, and honestly, I don't really want to go to your church or anywhere I know, because it's like you say, you got to be consistent with your beliefs, and I think that's right, what you're doing.
Well, Omar, I know that you are opposed to what I'm saying. I think we should ban gay marriage. You don't understand what I do.
But there is no point. I'm saying there is no point in banning gay marriages. You're still going to see a girl with another girl, a guy with another guy. That's not illegal. You're going to see
right.
it anyway.
That's right. And the other thing, David, there is no legal gay marriage right now, and you say you had sex. Okay, well, I guess you say you didn't have gay sex.
Exactly. I did not have gay sex.
Okay, pal. you can, you know...
Well, Mr. Henry, what you're doing with your comments is you're making your callers now laugh at me. And, you know, I could ask Omar. Omar, you know what I mean, Omar, by sex with a transsexual. Do you call that gay sex?
I mean, I'm a truck driver. I'm on the road all the time. And I best believe, you know, that there's other ways in fulfilling your needs. If I'm really that desperate, you go out, and I'll just pay for a woman. I ain't going to pay for no man, and I'd rather just wait till I get back home, because there is no point in you. There's other ways of doing it without you trying to go get saved. That means you were trying. Either way, you were very curious about it. Simple as that. You were curious about it.
Absolutely not. I can't pay for a woman. That's a prostitute. That's prostitution. That's a sin. And
prostitution.
So you're saying what you did is not a sin.
I'm saying it is not as sinful as going out and buying some syphilis-ridden... God. Is that your woman? That's your woman right there, Omar.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You want to talk to her? She got something to say.
Yeah, I would like to speak. I would like to speak to her because you're luckier than me. You've got a woman with you tonight.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Reverend Castrini. What is your name, dear?
Okay. My name's Jessica, and I
I just want to ask you. You're with Omar. You're with Omar. So he doesn't have the worries that I've got tonight.
For 12 years, yes.
Right. So he doesn't have the worries I've got. The worries I've got are, where am I going to go and find a woman? Well, guess what? I can't because I'm going to make one of my other female congregants angry at me, and she may wind up in a psychiatric hospital. So I've got to go out and lower myself.
Okay, so a woman in your congregation would rather hear their reverend, minister, whatever you want to call yourself, because I don't even know what to call you, honestly. They're going to be happier knowing you had sex with he, she, as you refer, than to have sex with an actual woman?
If that saves...
They're going to be proud of you for having sex. I mean, first of all, I think you need to be real with yourself. If you
answer is yes.
You're saying you didn't have sex with a man. Well, you did.
No, ma'am.
You had sex with a man who had, boobs, to put it in a good, word. You just need to be real with yourself.
Ma'am, what I tried to say to you...
That's what I've been trying to say to him, Jessica, for the last 2 hours.
All right, well, now hold on, Phil. Don't make this sound like, Reverend Castorini...
I mean, just because I don't even think you should say you had God-like sex. If you want to, be all about your church and all about everything, you want to do it the right way without sinning, then stick to a woman. You need to be real with yourself. You were probably just curious. You've been curious, and maybe... I'm not going to judge you. I'm not perfect. But don't call yourself a reverend and a man of God if you're having sex with a man because it's godlike. It's not. Godlike sex is a man and a woman.
I got as close to a woman as I could. I got a he, she. You don't appreciate that. Mr. Henry doesn't.
Okay. Just don't say that you were raped by society. Society doesn't make you gay, straight, bisexual. You are what you are when you were born. Don't blame others for the actions that you took. You want to have sex with a woman, you want to have sex with whoever you want, an animal, whatever you want.
No, I don't. I want to have sex. I am opposed to gay marriage. I want to have sex with women. I don't want to have sex with men.
Don't go have sex with a man. You keep contradicting yourself.
I didn't. I had no woman with me at the time. My female congregants... I can't single out one of...
And you'll have to lock them out because you denied them. Okay, I get that part.
No, ma'am. If you're mocking that some women, if they know I had sex with another woman, they will be committed to a psychiatric facility.
Oh, come on. What are you, Elvis Presley or something? You're like a sex symbol?
Elvis Presley?
Well, what are you, some Brad Pitt sex symbol to your congregation if you have sex with one?
Are you a man or are you doing this to get fame?
I am a man of God all the way.
I mean, you can say now on radios, I'm on different radio shows, girls are going to go crazy. I mean, you to me, it sounds like you're just trying to do this to get laid. Don't call yourself a man
of God. Jessica, I mean, that is not the case at all. I'm simply saying this, Jessica. I have a lot of visibility nationally on some network shows, and the girls, they go crazy. You know how it is. Okay?
No, sir. I've never been a groupie of anything or anyone.
Well, all right. I appreciate that very much, but...
Mm-hmm. I think everything you're laying on me right now, Reverend, is a load of horse dung. And
yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's a load of horse dung, and I don't give a damn.
I can smell it all the way over here, sir.
Mr. Henry... Until you have found yourself so lonely, you consider having sex with a guy who's wearing a nice wig.
Oh, my God.
All right. Forget I brought it up.
I'd like to forget you brought it up, but I can't. It's been 2 hours.
Oh, dear. You know what? Forget it. Phil, I really hope that my prayers can keep you out of the inevitability of hell, which I don't think they will. Thank you, and have a pleasant good evening.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Omar, for your call, and I appreciate it, guys. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with our News and Information Hour coming up next. My prayers will keep you out of the inevitability of hell.
Which I don't think they will.
Which you don't.